Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, buddy, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We're talking about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now we're going to dive right in today, Warriors. Happy Monday. Appreciate you guys so much. It is Monday, January 8th, 2024, as we prep for the biggest shift in humanity. One thing I'm going to share with you guys is, you know, everybody is all about motivation right now, inspiration, getting motivated for January. But I'm going to share with you guys a hard truth, guys. Motivation is fleeting. Motivation, all that does is get you up out of bed. All that does is motivation, inspiration allows you to start to think a little bit different, starts to make you get a little bit of dopamine, right? But discipline and consistency and a strong why is what's going to get you there. And I'll dive a little bit deeper into the why tomorrow. But guys, discipline and consistency. Motivation is complete bullshit, man. It just is, man. It completely is. If it was about motivation, I would not be where I'm at today. Because it was not motivating when I lost all my money the first time in this process. It was extremely demotivating when I had to move back in with my parents and live on their couch. It was extremely demotivating when I had to separate some business partnerships and all these different decisions I've had to make over the past 36 months. There were tough decisions. It was demotivating. It was sometimes debilitating. It wasn't the motivation nor the inspiration that got me here. It was the discipline and consistency done repetitively every single day, which allowed me to access a different level of frequency and continue to push forward. So I need you to move past motivation. I need you to pass inspiration to discipline and consistency, because everything you're experiencing within your current reality is making you understand what you're a disciple of. That's all discipline is. Okay. That's all discipline is, guys. And 2024 is all about having it all. I talked to my team about this, my leadership team. I said, listen, guys, you know, I've noticed within my current life, you know, when I was a bodybuilder, my fitness, you know, when I was a fitness trainer, you know, it was all about fitness. And then I started to get my business rocking and rolling. And then it was business and spirituality. And then it's like spirituality. It's like, then I started to get the last year was spirituality, business, you know, relationships, family. I got all that alignment and my health started. And, you know, I'll give myself a little get out of jail free card. I tore my quad. But I think you guys are going to be pretty blown away. Maybe eventually down the road here, I'm going to post a before and after picture from May 16th last year when I tore my quad. about 3 or 4 weeks after that to what you're about to see in the next couple of months, I think you'll be shocked. Because this year is about fucking everything. Everything. Fitness, mindset, family, business, spirituality. It's not going to be one or the other. It's all in the same. And I finally realized that they are all interconnected. If my mind is not right, my finances are going to get jacked up. If my finances are not in order, I can't truly take care of my family, secure them, and make sure that they are protected and have food and shelter, right? If I'm only focused on business, then I forget about my family, right? If I just focus on my family and I focus on business and I don't focus on my nutrition, then what happens to my health? My health starts to decline and that hurts my family. But why can't you have it all? You can, but that doesn't take motivation. That doesn't take inspiration. It takes discipline and consistency done for a long enough period of time to access the result. So for me and my family, we're living a healthy lifestyle. Balanced, okay? We're going to have our treats on the weekend, but during the week, we're eating healthy. You know, we're constantly working on our fasting protocols. You know, we make sure that we fast our food out. You know, I think a lot of things too, even with me personally, I'm not recommending this to you, but like, for example, you know, my daughter, she has a pretty disciplined eating pattern. And, you know, it's kind of neat. She models my mom quite a bit, but you know, she only eats when she's hungry. She doesn't just graze in food. It's very, very healthy eating habits, the way that she eats, you know, and she eats when she's hungry. She doesn't just eat to eat. She actually has a long fasting protocol and it's kind of naturally built into her. And that's how my mom is as well. I got more of my dad's eating habits, to be honest with you guys. So my son, when he wakes up in the morning, he's super, super active. And you know, what I do is I don't feed him until he's hungry. I don't feed him breakfast. When he says I'm hungry, that's when we eat. Because what's happening is this system has made us very undisciplined and very sloppy with food. And we just eat because we're bored, not because we're hungry. Our bodies can survive long periods, but there's tons. Your fat cell is glycogen. It's fuel. Right. So for me, I started to get, and I wouldn't say sloppy with my eating, but I was more like just not even paying attention to what I was eating. I was eating way too little for my body. My body burns 1,889 calories per day just resting. So I wasn't even eating close to that because I was eating one meal a day. But then sometimes I make the wrong choices when I ate. But I was under eating. So I wasn't overeating, but eating way too few calories for as much as I train. Right. So this year is all about discipline and consistency. So I got accountability. I got everything locked in. I'm ready to go. I'm eating my 1 to 2 meals a day. I'm making sure I get an exact amount of protein that I need, balanced lifestyle, but I'm hitting it hard. Fitness, mindset, discipline, consistency. Now, what I want to go back to is the discipline consistency part. This guy's discipline and consistency is what gets me up out of bed. It's not motivation. I don't think, is there one of you, maybe you pop out of bed. I don't know. Maybe you pop out of bed and you're like, yay. When the alarm goes off at 2:50 in the morning, I'm like, oh, right? I'm like, oh my God. And then I get moving and I kind of get my body going. Then I start, you know, popping everything and getting things moving. And then I get rolling and then it's early in the morning. Nobody's out. I'm like, man, I could just go to sleep. Now it's cold and it's cozy in the bed. It's a little bit easier in summertime. And on the way there, you're kind of getting your supplements going. And then next thing you know, you get on the bike, everything's creaking, then kind of get that rhythm going. Then it's like, okay, it's a long drawn out process to get to that part where you're motivated. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you're just focused on waiting for that exact movie to get you motivated or that person, you know, it's either inspiration or desperation. Right? Somebody comes to you and says, hey, you're unhealthy now, you're going to die, people activate, or you get a life-threatening accident. Let's stop doing that bullshit. Let's just get disciplined and consistent. So write down your goals. What do you want? Where do you want to be? And so let's get back to that discipline and consistency. And you can do it, guys. I tell people when I do my speeches, I say, have I told you that if you took 3 years and just put blinders on, if you just put blinders on for 3 years and you went all in, and you would live an absolutely free life, financially, spiritually, mentally, would you do it? Everybody raises their hand. You know what I say? Then fucking do it. Because most people are just raising their hand just to be part of the group. They're not willing to do what it takes to get to freedom because the path to light is difficult. So the weak and weary will not follow. Love you guys. Appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise.